We want to thank you for all, as you all seek to share with us this special evening. And in the process, as we have the choir in front of us and behind us, and God, we're always in his presence. God wants us. God has sought since day one that we would know him. The whole system we live in, from almost not very long, Genesis 6, it got all confused. And so we need to understand God wants us to know him. And the system, politics, religion, everything. We hear so many voices, but we don't hear his. And he wants to know us. Remember now, if you would, that God, in his wonderful grace and kindness, died on the cross before anything is ever created. God, in his wonderful plan, his glorious program, went and did what for us? He went, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And that's why he was going to be born and go to the cross, so that we could be born. No one could be born on earth, because Christ died for everyone that is born to be saved. And God, if he didn't go to the cross, we wouldn't be here. We just wouldn't be here. So we need to understand that, so that we're sitting, and as we sit in his presence, it's an awesome thing. And therefore, using the program, years and years ago in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and it was the tradition of history and nations to seek out, much as they could understand in all the debris and all the stuff that was out there, to try to get to God. Why are we here? Why are we created? Where are we going? Looking for God. So in Babylon, way back then, the wise men would read not only the writings of everybody, but they read the scriptures. Like in Jeremiah, they had Daniel could read Jeremiah just going to the Babylonian library, which he did. Now, so here they are reading. And as they're reading, there's some of those are seeking, obviously, and God, in his wonderful kindness, knowing all that was going to be, everything at the right time, in the right way. And God put a little star up in the sky. And they studied the sky. They studied the stars, looking for signs. They did that. And here comes a star, just standing there. And they what? Got the message. And the star moved. Not a normal star. It was his star, H-I-S, his star, to lead them. So they're going to go all the way from over the Euphrates River, all the way over to Babylon. That takes a time. And as they go, the star leads them all the way. They go to look at the star at night, and there it is, leading them. It led them all the way to Bethlehem. And then it, as they stopped to see Herod, they went a little further. And when they went a little further, the star led them straight over the manger. The star did. They didn't have to, not the manger, the house, actually, at this point in history, over the house where the little baby was, the little boy, little baby developing, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they came there. God led them there. They were seeking. What do you know about God and his wonderful grace and God's word? If you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. And so God was looking to find some heart, the hearts of whosoever that would seek him, and find him. That's all they had to do. And God said, if you truly seek me with all your heart, you'll surely find me. And they sought, and they came, and they came. They came to what? Honor him. To honor. They didn't know who. All they saw was that little baby boy. That's what they saw. Now, looking at the baby boy, they brought to recognize him. King of the Jews, Matthew chapter 2. King of the Jews. And they brought gold because he's king. And they gave gold and frankincense, the fragrance of his sinless life. They brought frankincense. And they brought myrrh to bury him. They brought all the little gifts without even knowing it to recognize, who are you coming to worship? We're coming to worship the King of the Jews, God in the flesh, the God who is promised from Genesis 3:15, and the seed of the woman. God is going to provide a Savior. And Adam and Eve believed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And God, here we are. It's our turn on planet Earth in the light of where we are and where it's headed. So God, here we are. And the shepherds bowed down and worshiped.